This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right into it today because we are joined by so much fabulousness, musician, entrepreneur, video empress, reality TV star, and I say gay icon, the one, the only, Blac Chyna.
Woo! Hey guys, how you doing? Hey David.
What is going on with you today, Chyna? How is it in LA today? I am in New York, so tell me how it is there.
I mean, honestly, it's super hot. It's super hot. I got up earlier. I'm planning my video shoot on the first. So I'm excited about that.
I love it. I am excited to talk to you about all of your new music. But before we get there, looking back, I mean, I first heard about you when you were name checked in Drake's song in 2010, yeah. Miss Me. I mean, does that seem like just yesterday to you, or does that seem like a million years ago?
No, you know what? It seems like yesterday, honestly. Yeah, because I feel like the timing just goes by so fast, but it does seem like yesterday. It doesn't feel like ages ago. No, not at all.
11 years, man. That's a long time.
Yeah, that's a long time. Yeah, that's true.
Well, after that, I mean, you know, in 2010, you were in a plethora of music videos. Tyga, mm-hmm. Nicki Minaj, Kanye, you know, it all kind of happened at once. Like, you know, this is a tough business. LA is a tough town. Was that kind of the year for you, 2010, when, you know, you were like, the move from DC was worth it? I think I can do this.
Well, you know, actually, like when I moved from DC, I moved to Miami. And then from Miami, I moved out here to LA. And it's been, 9 years since I've been in LA? But yeah, it was cool. I'm so happy I made the transition for sure.
That to me is kind of like your breakout year.
Yeah, for sure.
What did you love best about being in all those music videos? Like, do you have a favorite? And like, what did you love best about it?
You know what? I loved all of them because before I wasn't really a video vixen. It wasn't my thing. You know, at the time, I was a dancer. So I was if I do be in a video, it needs to be with somebody that's top notch. And then being Nicki's stunt double was amazing, you know, and then being the lead girl in Tyga's video. I mean, you know what that led up to. So I feel like all together, I mean, both, you can't even really compare. It's just two different vibes.
Being the lead in Tyga's video, yes, led to a thing or two. So, but yeah. That was right. So those were both great, you know, and then you got into, I know, a lot of modeling, you know, mm-hmm. What did you love about modeling? You were on the cover of many a magazine.
Yeah. Honestly, just that I could be myself. Yeah. It was just not no fronting, you know, some girls is they try to push and do so much. For me, it just came naturally. I think that's kind of maybe why it stuck so much more, you know, because it was just me just being me, not trying to be somebody else.
That's good, right? That's when you know it's a good fit career-wise.
Facts. This is facts.
So you have all that. You're modeling, you're in all these videos, you're successful, but you know, you're quite the entrepreneur. which I don't know if everyone knows. Talk to me about how, I mean, you decided to get into the cosmetics business, the beauty business, and how you started Lash Cosmetics.
Okay, yeah. So I started Lash Cosmetics in 2014. And you know what, like for me, I had to figure out like, what's a product that I could sell that like represents me? Cause you know, a lot of times people like they'll go and try to sell things that's outside of their brand. So I was like thinking like, what do a lot of people like know me for? And at the time they knew me for having like these really big lashes. Cause I used to wear, you know, like the China bang, you know, if anybody knows like wearing a bang, you have to have really full lashes so that they'll like show through. So once I like launched the eyelashes, I felt like then I was like, maybe am I putting myself in a box just for only just lashes? So then I was like, you know what, let me do like skincare and lipsticks, lip liners. And then that's when I decided to open up my lash beauty bar in Encino. So
yeah. What do you love best about the beauty business?
You know, because it doesn't have a face. It doesn't have a face. It doesn't have a race. It doesn't have a gender. It doesn't have none of that. You know, it's just like beauty. It's just the beauty industry. It doesn't matter if you're like thick, thin, tall, skinny, short, this, that, you know, it's just like, it's just that.
I mean, who doesn't want to look better than they look, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Did your businesses slow down at all during COVID or did you get affected at all?
Absolutely. Of course it slowed down, like, you know, custom orders, like international, like we had to stop all that. That was like at a standstill. And I feel like everybody was so nervous and then people not going to work. It was like, nah, they don't really want to spend money like that. It's like, let me hold on to my money and not buy like, you know, lipstick or like lashes, especially if you're not going anywhere too. That doesn't make any sense. You're going to get dressed up to stay in the house.
Exactly. What about, you know, because you are kind of a style maven, like how would you describe your own personal style?
My own personal style. You know, it just depends on my mood.
Really?
My mood. And then I have like so many wigs. I probably have like 500 wigs. Like, so it's like the first thing I pick out is like my wig and then my makeup and then my outfit, you know? And then it's so funny because at first it used to be like my shoes, then my outfit and then my makeup. But now it's like, which wig, like, how am I feeling today? Do I want to be like more like naughty, more playful? Do I want to be bright? Like, how am I feeling today? Like, I want curls? Do I want bone straight?
You know? It all starts with a wig, right?
It all starts with the wig.
I love that. What about, someone asked me this recently and I was like, oh my God, this is the worst question. If you could only wear one brand for the rest of your life, what would it be? It's a hard question, right?
No, for me, that's easy. One brand. I mean, I'm gonna have to go with my own brand, Black China Closet. Yeah, so I just started like my clothing line, Black China's Closet, and it just ranges from like athletic wear to like going out and things like that.
Has that been hard to start? Like, how did you make the transition? And, you know, I mean, like looking back, like how did you figure out what to do? You know, it's not easy to start a business for a clothing line.
Yeah, so before I started Lash, I had 88 Fin, and I started that in 2013. That's how I was able to go ahead and put that money into Lash. And then it was like when 88 Fin was doing like good, and Lash, you know, like a startup company, I was just pouring my money back into like each company to like build them up, you know? So it was like perfect. Not just, okay, pouring without getting an extra set of like revenue, like even like on myself. So it was like building both brands on top of like getting like my promos and stuff. But I feel like ultimately like the best thing is to start your own stuff because you know for a fact if you pour into like this energy, that's exactly what you're going to get back. And it's just more longevity.
Hey, ladies, and I know that's most of you listening right now, and I highly thank you for that. Did you know that Third Love creates high quality underwear, sleepwear, and loungewear that is also completely comfortable? Their online shopping experience is so much fun. You take their fitting room quiz, which is so detailed that it helps you find the perfect size and style, which leads to a more accurate fit. And what I think is great is that Third Love, their cup size ranges from a double A through I, and that includes exclusive half cups. And their loungewear and sleepwear ranges from XS to 3X. By having so many sizes, it's easier for you to find the perfect fit. And their quality is there. They stress and obsess over every stitch. Listen, Third Love knows you deserve to feel comfortable and confident 24/7. So right now they're offering my listeners 20% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/velvet now to find your perfect fitting bra and you get 20% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/velvet for 20% off today. It's true. I mean, it's your business. You could run it, and the entertainment business could be so fickle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the thing. Before we get to your music, in addition to all these other things that you are known for, you know, there are a lot of people that loved seeing you on reality TV, you know, and a lot of the comments to me were like, you are refreshing. You're unauthentically yourself. It's great to watch you because you're not trying to like front, you're just being yourself. So right. When you started, like, I know you were on a couple episodes of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, but then when Rob in China, like when it was your show, was that like an easy transition? Like, were you just like, okay, here I am?
Yeah, it was super easy. I feel like, you know, some people are built for certain things and some people aren't. You know, before that, I was like always used to like being in front of like large crowds or just, you know what I mean, like doing me. And just, and honestly, if I wasn't like myself, people would just see like straight through me. That's how a lot of times you see people and then you just don't. And it's like what happened, like people just figured you out. If you just yourself, people will vibe with you. And if they don't, then, you know what I mean? Everybody's not going to like you. And that's perfectly fine too. But as long as you be yourself and just be raw, uncut and real, like the real people going to see that and like feel like your aura and like your energy. And that's just that.
I mean, that's totally good advice. Were you always that way? Because look, like people could be mean online, you know, let's face it. The comments are never nice to anyone. Like, you know, there's lots of fans, but did you ever go down that rabbit hole of like reading comments and just like, oh, what are people saying about me? Or were you always just like, fuck off. I'm going to do myself.
Yeah. You know what? Honestly, like at first, yeah. But now it's just like, it's just, you know what I mean? I feel like everybody goes through that. I mean, I still read like my comments sometimes, like on my YouTube channel for like music. It's just whenever you go into something new, you want to know like the feedback of like what it is. Cause sometimes it can either like make you or break you. So some of the comments I'd be like, all right, you know what? Maybe they're right. Maybe the next song I should like add a little bit of more oomph into it or like speed up like the lyrics or do like more metaphors or just whatever. Or maybe I should have like, maybe next time I'll do like the red with the blonde or whatever, you know, just to see. Cause we get so caught up on what we think look good. You know what I mean? Like in our own self, but somebody might be like, you know what? I think you try like a lighter lash with a little wing. And then you do it. It's like, oh man. Like, and then everybody loves it. So I'm always like up for like opinions and things like that, especially because you don't want things to get like repetitive and then it gets boring. And it's like, we already know what you're going to do. Or it's like, all right, bye. It's like nothing like refreshing. I feel nothing like something that's like refreshing and new. You got to keep it.
That's good that you take.
Like, just refreshing.
You got to keep it moving.
Right.
What was the best part of like being on, you know, TV back with Robin China? Like, what was the best part of that experience?
I feel like the best part was just like, allowing people to see like what it is and being real. You know, it's just like one of those things where you just don't really think about it. It's just like your reality. It's just kind of what's happening. And it just happens. It's not like, oh my God, this is like planned. You just do it, you know?
Did you get any advice? Because I mean, like at that time, you know, like Kim and Khloe and Courtney, like, did you get any advice from them on like how to handle reality TV?
No, not really. I mean, it's supposed to be reality TV. It's supposed to be yourself, I'm assuming, reality TV. I don't know.
Well, yes. I'm glad you assumed that. And that is why everyone loved watching you, because it's not always so real. Well, one thing we loved seeing on the show was Dream. How is Dream and how old is Dream now and how is she?
So Dream's good. She'll be 5 this year. King, he'll be 9 this year. And it's just so wild to me how fast the time is like going by. It's going by super fast. But they're both good. My kids are both good, happy, healthy, super active. And I mean, I'm just grateful. You know, I feel like I had them like at the perfect age. You know, sometimes you wait too late or you do it too young. And it kind of like, it was just, everything was perfect.
Do you think you would have more kids?
Absolutely. I got to make some more money, though. I got to make these points. It's expensive.
I don't have kids, and I always say I don't understand how anybody does it. I just don't get it. It's so expensive, right?
Yeah, it's expensive. Yeah. It's just the childcare is expensive. Where you like, in school. Yeah.
It's all right. Did you like being home during quarantine? Like, did you have your child, like, you know, kind of taking time out to spend time at home and run your businesses from home?
You know what's crazy? I literally set up my whole house to where as though I worked from home. Like, I put my gym in my garage. Well, actually, in my studio right now, I put made one of the back rooms. So I have two separate houses, right? I have like my main house. That's like the kids' house. It's like, ooh. And then over here, it's like the studio. Like I ship my stuff like from this side of the house, believe it or not. I have my staff that comes. And then I have like Black China Closet. And then I have also too, like my gym in the garage and in the backyard for the kids. I've like put all like the playground and all types of games and everything. So it's just comfy and cozy.
I was going to say, you can just stay home. You're like self-contained. You have everything right there.
Yeah.
Are you like the cool mom? Like, you know, does King's like friends? I mean, because he's older, like we'll say, let's go to China's house. Are you like the one where all the fun happens?
Yep, absolutely. All the time.
That doesn't shock me.
They'd be like, oh my gosh, let's go to Auntie China's house. They call me Auntie China because I'm like, yes, Auntie China. Just let Auntie China like know what you want. You guys hungry? What do y'all want? I'm always trying to feed the babies. All the time.
I love it. Does King show any interest, you know, having two parents? I mean, now that you're in the music business and the music business, does he show any interest in the music business?
I asked King, I was like, King, so like, you know, like, what do you want to like be when you grow up? This is like, I always ask them just like randomly because like their minds just always like changes and things. So he's like, yeah, I'm going to grow up. And he's so funny. He's like, I'm gonna grow up and I'm gonna make some albums and I'm gonna go on tour and I'm gonna sell some merch. And I'm like, okay, dope. But like right now, like what he's super into, like he's so computer savvy.
Really?
Like he really like goes in and creates games. Like he created like me and Tyga, like our own concert on Robux. So he's always constantly asking me for money to like buy all these different parts. And then he gets other programs and put it inside, and then we're moving, and then he changed. It's so funny. He has like different wigs and costumes for me and everything. He's like, you're going to come up out the stage like this and fly over. It's so good. I'm like, I'm gonna have King like design my sets.
I was going to say, like, I would not know how to do any of that in a billion years. I would say like, stick with that. Like just stay with the computers, man.
I was like, King, no, you're gonna be into computers and tech stuff. He's like, I'm like, yeah.
And he's like, he actually like develops these games, and it's like you and Tyga like in the game.
Develop, yes. So wow. Yeah, I'm like, that is amazing. But it's so crazy because even when he was super little, like 3 to 4 years old, I would buy like the Legos from 3 to 4. He would build those and then had to go up from there. He built every Lego, even up to like the 12-year-olds where it's like 1,400 pieces. He would sit there page by page and put it together where it's moving and everything. And I'm just like, his brain is so, he's just so good. I just love him. Like, I'm like, I'm going to go get his IQ like really checked out. He's
seriously.
Like, really, yeah. Hi, baby.
Interesting. You guys know that the only thing I like talking about as much as reality TV and pop culture is skincare. You know how thrilled I get when I find a new skincare product that really works. And that's why I'm so excited to tell you about ORG. ORG's skincare's mineral face peel and body exfoliants are amazing, and they help bring that glow back. They gently exfoliate and hydrate your skin and only require a few sprays or rubs. What I love is you get immediate satisfaction by seeing the dead skin peel away. Their face peel that I use, it literally makes you feel like you were in a spa getting a professional facial for hours. And I really do love the instant proof. The dead skin peels right away. And that's what I personally love about it. Listen, right now for Behind the Velvet Rope listeners, ORG Skincare is offering 15% off your entire purchase. Skin is complex, but caring for your skin doesn't have to be. Visit ORG Skincare. skincare.com today and use promo code VELVET to see for yourself. That's orgskincare.com, promo code VELVET, and get 15% off your entire purchase. So how did you get, you know, how did you decide to get into music now? I mean, I know you've been in music for a little bit, but how did this come about?
You know what? Something just kind of came over me. First of all, I love like all kinds of music. Like if I be with my friends, like that's in the industry, they're like, yo, Chai, you got a DJ. And I'm like, all right, I'm playing them songs. Like I'll go from like old school to like rock and then to like hip hop to like that. But it flows so good. And they're like, oh, I forgot about this song. Cause you know, like with music, we get so caught like in the sound, like right now that it's like repetitive. But then when you go listen to like the songs that used to inspire you or like songs you used to listen to like growing up, it's like, oh, it's just like refreshing. I feel like dang, maybe I should have been like an A&R or something.
Who did you grow up loving? Yeah, because I'm like a big fan of like the old music. I mean, I try to like some new music, but like who did you grow up loving?
Man, big Prince fan. Like I love Prince.
Huge. Prince is like God.
I'm like, yo, I was just listening to this stuff. I'm like, only Prince could like wear like this with the hair and like doing all like that at that time. I'm like, that's just so iconic. Like, it's just so good. And then Purple Rain, I just love everything about it. So I love like Prince and then like Sade, the Isley Brothers, like just all that, like Linkin Park, Green Day, No Doubt. It like my whole list of like songs and just categories is just like all over the place. But I just remember like looking at Gwen Stefani when she was like younger, like with the Rock Band in the garage and like the visuals. For me, it was like the visuals. And then even like J-Lo back in the day, like the visuals was so good. I feel like the visuals to videos and the songs were longer. It was just like more like thought out. You know what I mean? Like just, I feel like it was just a little bit more like creative.
Yeah, totally. You need to
like start making more good music videos.
It was, yeah, like they had a story, you know, there was like a story to it. Yeah.
Right.
What would you say is the inspiration for your music? I mean, I know we have your newest music is Hollywood and we have what is the inspiration for some of your recent tracks?
The inspo is just kind of what's kind of maybe going on. Like I have so many different songs and it's like, what song do I put out next? And then it's like with anything, you're not going to put out like your this. It's like you have to, it's like levels to it. You know what I mean? It's like, so I'm like doing like this, feeding the people just so people know like, hey, I'm actually serious about the music. Cause just cause you China or you have this, or you did this in the past, that like the music industry is cutthroat. They don't care about none of that, like at all. And I feel like, and even when I first released music, I was like, they're going to be super hard on me just because I am Black China. You know what I mean? I didn't come out as like, you know, like artist, but surprisingly, like everybody that I know, even like in the music industry has been like super supportive behind it. Like even like my fans and like people that comment, they're like, oh, I came here to like talk smack, but I actually really like the song. So I'm like, okay, that's nice. Like that was in the comments too.
That's gotta be rewarding. It's like, love me or hate me, it's about the music, right?
Right. Yeah.
And yes, I think the music business does not care at all about anything. It's like, if you're not good, there's like a short leash and it's like, it's over.
It's over. Yep. And there it's a wrap.
Do you have a favorite song out of your songs that you put out, like Dune, Cash Only, Hollywood, or is that like asking you to choose amongst your children?
No. You know what? I like Hollywood. Just because, like, I mean, it's just subtle. It doesn't put me in a mind state of anything. It's just like a lullaby. It's just me by myself. And yeah, I think Hollywood, it's just soft. It's just like dreamy. And it's way different from my other songs. Yeah.
It is. The other
one's super rappy and like all that. This one's just like more soft and like subtle. I feel like I could keep it on repeat and it doesn't be like, ah, okay, I'm tired of hearing myself.
I was going to say it's much softer than the others. Yeah, there's a more like rap.
Right, yeah.
Do you plan on releasing more music like this year? Like you said, that's going to come soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. Yep, I'm actually shooting a video. My last song I released, I released it on YouTube. Only then I'm gonna put it like on Apple Music and through all of like the streaming systems. But I'm actually about to shoot a video on the first with Designer. It's another song. So we actually have two songs and I couldn't decide which one to shoot the video to because they were so good. But I was like, you know, which one is like less less explicit. So the one that we shoot the video to is more like less explicit because I didn't want the song to be like beep, 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 beep. And then we can't get it. It's like, wait, what happened? I don't even understand what I just listened to.
I love the explicit songs. I have to be honest.
Yeah, they're so good. No, for real.
What about, you know, as the world opens, do you have any plans, you know, to do live shows or like a mini tour?
I would. I think for sure I'd be like super nervous, absolutely. But then I was talking to my friends and stuff and I'm like, I guess I probably wouldn't be too nervous if the people was coming to see me. Now, if I was performing at somebody else's show, super, super nervous. Cause it's like, why would you come see, like come to my show if you don't know the songs, you know? So I feel like it'd be like, super like love and like supportive, you know, like from like the people. Cause they already know the songs and they can sing with me and it'd just be like a whole different like interaction. Like it'd be actually more interaction than I've ever had before because television, I can't interact with like people. I can't like touch them and be like hands on, you know what I mean? And then it's like if I'm doing a music video, I can't like be hands on or just anything like that. So I'm super like, that's why I'm more excited too, because I want to actually like go out and meet people and just hear like stories and just get like inspired. And that's like the main thing for me, just being like creative and just being like inspired.
Nothing is more important to me than a good night's sleep. Hey, I work too hard not to get a good night's sleep, and I found it impossible to find the right sheets until I discovered Boll & Branch. What I love about Boll & Branch is that they're 100% organic cotton and they're toxin-free. Also, they get softer with every freaking wash. Boll & Branch is higher quality sheets at a really affordable price. And I also love that they come in a variety of colors and fit everything from a twin to a California king. Listen, by listening to this podcast, you guys can experience the best sheets you've ever felt. Choose Boll & Branch. You can try them worry-free for 30 nights with free shipping and returns. And from listening to this podcast, you get an exclusive 15% off your first set of sheets with promo code VELVET at BollandBranch.com. That's Boll & Branch, B-O-L-L, and branch.com, promo code VELVET. Use it for 15% off and start sleeping better right now.
And other people.
Playing live, right, is a whole different ballgame. Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of TV, you also had your own reality show, The Real Black China.
Yeah.
Which was a great first season. What can you tell us about season two?
So right now I have that on pause. Right now, you know, my main focus right now is like my music and just like focusing like on Lashed and like Black China Closet and like my kids and things like that. Cause you know, obviously with having a TV show, you have to have a cast. And it's just like, I'm not, you know, I'm super real with mine. And it's like right now I just kind of like, I'm like in this alone bubble space to where I want to make myself and my kids and other things the main priority, not worrying about everybody else's or what they have going on in their life, because it starts to like fog your energy and like your vibe. So yeah, that's what I can tell you about that. But I can tell you this, I have a cooking show that's coming out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, tell me all about that.
Yeah, so I teamed up with JoJo Ryder. He's like worked on so many different shows and whatnot to do Cooking with Black China, and it's going to come out really soon. I'm super excited about that, and I'm actually working on some other stuff with him, but we're gonna wait till everything's like aligned. But I'm definitely going to be back on the big screen like really soon, but like in a different light, not about that, but like the other things that I can do, like even just like cooking or just being a mom, just other things, not so personal, you know, but just like seeing like me just by myself, just vibe out. And then I have like my celebrity friends that's coming on there and like just talking about like life and just things that's going on and like, you know, the dramas and just like being in the entertainment industry overall. So I think that's really good.
was it hard to film? You know, like, listen, it's hard to have things go on in life regardless, but you know, you were having drama in your life. Like when you filmed Rob in China, like was that must have been hard to have cameras there, like when real life was happening.
Yeah, you know what though? Honestly, I'm so happy that it was just honestly on both of it, because you really get to see and like live it. Cause when you living in something, you don't really get to see it. But then when you see it, it's like, okay, I can actually see it and like replay it. You know, like I wouldn't change like nothing from like the Real Black China, cause it really like, or Robin China, like it really like just opened my eyes just in general to like really make me the person I am today, you know?
Was it, because a lot of people say that, like when you actually watched it back, you were like, oh, wow. I mean,
yeah, absolutely. You could see it, it's just like, wow. Mm-hmm. Which is like, you know, it's a good thing, but it's like, whoa, this is like all happening. Because it's like, you're in it. And then also too, like, even with the Real Black China, I was like skeptical at first, like even the first episode, like with the drama, I was like, it's no way we putting this out. Like it, no. And then I had to think about it and I'm like, all right. So, but when I did, and then just like the episodes kept going, it's like 16 episodes. Like I got so much like feedback. Like I didn't even know like this was happening or this is happening like with my, my relationships and my things, like with my family or like my mom and my dad. So it isn't. So it's like a lot of times, like we feel like it's only happening to us, but it like, it happens so often, but nobody really shows it on like a social platform, you know, because everything, you know, we watch TV, it's like everything's glitz and glamour and this needs to be perfect and small waist and big cars and all that, but they don't see like the back end of it, like what people have to go through. So I feel like ultimately, like I feel like I helped a lot of people with it too, like within myself too.
Because that is real life. I mean, that is true. You look on Instagram and everyone's pretty and filtered and it's all about what a great life
right.
you have.
Yeah, it's not like that in real life. Okay.
Did you ever, you know, like between like Robin China and then like your own show, like I know like with your mom, like was there ever something where you were just like, I just can't believe the world is going to know like and watch, or were you just like, it is what it is. It's my life. Let's just be honest.
I feel like the honestly kind of maybe all of it, but not in a negative way. It's just like, hey, it is what it is. And it's going to be what it's going to be, you know? And then I feel like I said, like, I think it just helped a lot of people. I know it helped me, you know?
Do you have any, you know, cause you've, like you said, you have a lot of celebrity friends, you know, Gwen Stefani was an inspiration. Like, do you ever get starstruck? Like when you meet people, or are you beyond that at this point?
No, not really. Not really. I haven't. I just, I don't know.
Have you ever met like a celebrity where, you know, you didn't know them and you just met them and you were just like, this is everything I thought it would be. Like this person is just, they would be great and they are great.
Yeah. I could say that for a few people that I've met, and we're actually like friends now to this day. Like, I mean, even Nikki, French Montana, my brother, Molly Mall. Let's see who else, like a few people, but I will tell you the people if I did see that, I'll be like, this person. I mean, of course, like Beyonce and Jay-Z, of course. If I seen Johnny Depp, I'm like, yeah, hi, Johnny Depp. I love Johnny Depp. Angelina Jolie, for sure. I want to see her. She's so beautiful. I think just them.
Those are good ones. I mean, Beyonce and Jay-Z, I couldn't imagine. I would probably pass out.
Yeah. Literally. Right. Yeah.
What's the best thing about knowing like Nikki and now being friends with Nikki? Like, what's the best thing about that? I mean, I could imagine 100,000 things that would be great about that, but.
Yeah. I mean, just her being like a top female, like in entertainment, you know what I mean? Just in general, and just to have that relationship and that bond is just super dope. And that started like a long time ago. So that's been many of years since 2010 once I did her video. You know, and to be cool with somebody for all those years is super dope. And then even when I like, because I'll send her some of my songs, she's like, okay, this is dope. Or I think you should maybe change like the second part to this. So that's like an upscale, like an up plus to it too. You know, it's like you have a friend that like shares the same interests, you know, in the same category. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, how girls could be like catty and just fall out and just be messy and stuff. So I'm glad like that never happened or transpired between us, because we just both real with each other. So
this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Check out betterhelp.com/velvetrope. You may not be feeling down and out and depressed or like you're at a total loss, but if your stress level is high, your temper is shorter than usual, or even if you're starting to feel strain in any of your relationships, you could probably use the chance to unload. Talk to someone who's completely unbiased and who's not going to judge you or take sides. If there's stuff you can't tell your friends or family, this is the place to do it. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Unload the stressors and get some unbiased feedback. You'd be pretty surprised at what you might gain for it. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Behind the Velvet Rope listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/velvetrope. That's BETTERHELP.com/velvetrope. BetterHelp.com/velvetrope. I was going to say, like, what's the best advice she gave you about the music business as you were entering it?
Well, Nikki, she likes when I do like the softer songs, because like my voice is like the raspy soft, so she likes that, you know.
I like that. What is Cooking with China going to be? I mean, I know it's a cooking show, but like, what's the format? Like, just a different guest every week, and you're just going to come up with a recipe?
Yeah, so like different recipes, like good recipes, you know, and just like letting people know, like, hey, you don't have to be a gourmet chef to like cook. And then I was like, I go through the whole process, like all the seasonings and everything. And then the whole show is just about having like a good time while still learning like how to cook. Yeah.
That sounds great to me. Yeah. I know you mentioned, like you said, like, yes, the music business is a tough business. And you mentioned like, they really don't care who you are. And like, you had to work harder because of certain things. Like, is there that, like, when you wanted to break into this business, is it like, you know, well, that's China. We've seen her on, you know, the Kardashians and reality TV and like this perception and like, she's not serious. Like, were you faced with that?
No, not really. Honestly, I feel like just in my whole timeline of things, I've picked up so many different fans. You know what I mean? I have like fans from like the beauty. I have fans from like, you know, when me and Rob was in relationships, Tyga, or like me, you know, being Wild China, you know what I mean? Me when I was doing my thing back in the day in Miami, that China, or like for inspo. So it's like different levels to it. But I feel like with the music, even if people didn't even know who I was, because no, everybody don't know who I am. So I feel like I'm gonna pick up on another like collective people that's gonna support me, like without even knowing like the original China or how other people might have known me. So it's like so many different like levels to people with so many people in the world. So it's even more exciting to me when they don't know, like if they didn't know who I was and then they just know me like just from music, it's even more dope. Right. And then they could go and like look at all the other stuff. I'm like, oh, okay, I just never knew about her. So
that is the that's the best thing about the entertainment business. What mm-hmm. about, yes, because a lot of people do know you, as you say, from Miami and dancing. Like, do you think, you know, like Cardi B has changed? Like, do you think the stigma associated with dancing is like changed now? Because of like Cardi and just other people like yourself. And I mean, I don't think there should be a stigma towards it, but you know, that's not everyone thinks the way we do. Like, do you think people's vision of it has come, or no, there's still, people still need to wake up and realize.
Honestly, like, just like when I first came out, a lot of things have changed. You know what I mean? Like even like in the community, you know what I mean? Like among, you know, like the community, and just everything is just starting to like, just look up, you know what I mean? It's not like this stigma or like, you have to be like this, or you have to hide. And you have like the people that is celebrities, like, yo, listen, check this out. Yeah, I used to dance. I ain't really worrying about that, but look at me now. So it gives like that inspiration for like the next person that is dancing to be like, you know what? Okay. Yeah. I dance. So what? Or like, even with like Lil Nas coming out, or just whoever else, like, all right, guess what, look, we it's like in your face now. It's like, whatever. We're not like, nobody's hiding. Nobody's faking like who they are. It's like, be who you are and be happy. That's like the ultimate thing. And then with that, it'll open up other people's eyes, so they won't be looking like, oh, she's this or that. And it's like, well, your favorite person that you love to listen to or watch on TV or listen to their music, well, they used to do this and look at them. So it helps, you know, like when we like speak up and we tell our truth, you know?
I agree. And Lil Nas is so good. Ugh, the music.
Yeah, it's so good. Did you see his last video?
Yes. Yes and yes. I just literally... I mean, he's also very hot, but that's a whole nother story. But
yeah, for sure. He's killing it. Oh, did you have a thing? Oh, here's, sorry.
He's killing it. I mean, if you think about it, like, I think him being out in himself actually helps. Like, I think people respect that now. And I think it even like helps because like the music is so much more creative and free, and the videos, like, it's just like, I can't imagine what type of artist you would be if you weren't just living your truth.
Right. And it's because everything has a cap to it. It's like, it's only something that somebody could do for so long. You know what I mean? Or like, say, if you're not really living your truth and you have the haters that really know your truth and they're like, well, I'm going to go and tell your truth. And then it's like, well, let me just get out of the spotlight. And that happens so much because that person wasn't living out their truth. And you have become like the haters or like people that you probably knew in the past. To like kind of like out you. You know, it's like some people is like, dang, where did they go? Because somebody didn't out of them because they wasn't like living their truth. Once you start living your truth, people gonna vibe with it and bring you up and be with you on it. Or shoot. Or if they're not with you, then they can go somewhere else.
I agree. What about, you know, part of being successful on reality TV is like, you know, when things happen in one's life and there's so many things happen. What about, because you are, you know, part of the family, like, what do you think about things like Kim and Kanye getting a divorce? Like, does anything shock you anymore?
No, I feel like, you know, some people, like, they grow apart. You know what I mean? Some people stay together. Long as they do what's right, you know what I mean, for the kids, that's all that matters. And just keep the babies first and just be respectful on both ends, and they should be fine. I don't feel like anybody should be in a place where as though they're not happy. I feel like everybody deserves to be happy, and that's just that. And anything in between that y'all do share, like, you know, like kids or businesses and things like that, let that be the main focus. That's what I feel about that.
And co-parent, which is the most important thing.
Yeah, and co-parent, and just live, just be happy. Listen, be happy and be at peace. Like, that's everything.
That is everything. And it's being your honest, true self.
Yeah.
What about, do you ever think, you know, like when you see something like Chloe and Tristan, where like apparently did this and that, and like they're back together. Like, does that ever, like, do you ever have, want to step in and just say like, Chloe, what are you doing?
No, absolutely not. I feel like, you know, stuff like that, it happens so often. It's like, just in regular life, it's just like, they stuff is just Front Street. You know what I mean? And some people mess up, some people don't. It's just whatever it is. If at the end of the day, somebody make a mistake, but at the very end of the day, if he makes you happy, then do that, sweetheart. You get what I'm saying? That would be my advice. But that's it. And then it is what it is. You know what I mean?
I agree.
I don't really. Oh, no.
Well, yeah. Well, why are you laughing?
Positive, you know what I mean? Because, I mean, I know a lot of girls that's gotten cheating on and still with the dudes. So it's like, I don't know. Yeah. Whatever makes her happy, them happy, I don't know.
I agree. I mean, listen, I'm the same way. I'm like, I'm one of those people where like, look, if it don't affect me, like, you do you and have a great time. I don't care.
Have a blast.
When you're in a relationship with me and I have a problem, that's a different story.
That's a different story.
But that's very open of you. What about, because I mean, the whole world does have an opinion. What about Courtney and Travis Barker? How do you think about that as a match?
I don't really know too much about that. I just know Travis would be a bomb with the drums. You know what I mean? Yeah. What, he was with,
I think, I think it was Blink 182.
Blink 182, yeah. On the small thing, yeah.
That's a good one.
They need to do a concert. I'm going to go to that. Well, maybe, yeah.
That would be good. What do you want? Where do you see your music going? Like, do you have, I mean, is this, you know, with your businesses being what they are, and I mean, you're busy, but like, do you really want to kind of put out like an album and like, really, I mean, is this really, you're serious about your music?
Yeah, I'm serious about it. You know what? I feel like it's just a different type of form of like expression. And my thing is like, just to like, for longevity, you have like movies, you have TV shows, you know, maybe one of my songs might get picked up on a TV show. You know what I mean? That's like forever. You know what I mean? Like, or like a soundtrack, you know, or just whichever way it goes, like I'm totally down. You know what I mean? And then what if my kids want to like start doing it? Then they could take over the business. It's just so many endless possibilities and things and whatnot. And I'm just excited. I'm excited about the whole journey. It's just something new and it's refreshing. And it's just like my own passion. It's not like forced, you know what I mean? Or like, I'm with a label, you have to do this. Like I'm doing like everything like out of pocket, you know? So.
Do you have a dream collaboration? Like out of all these people, like if you could collaborate on a song, I mean, I know you've had some collaborations already. Like, do you have a dream collaboration?
Dream collab, of course, like Nicki, of course, Drake, Wayne, like all the top people, just, yeah, Gwen.
I could see you and Gwen flying back.
Yeah.
What do you love about Gwen Stefani so much? I mean, she's great. I'm just curious what you love about her.
She's just, first of all, she still looks amazing. And I just like how she, throughout like the year, she's always been just so graceful and like out the way and just bomb, you know? And just like, I never heard anything like negative about her. It's just always just like, she just always was bossy to me.
Do you watch like The Voice? Like, do you watch any reality TV now that you're not on a current reality show, even though you might be?
Yeah, no, I don't have time. But you know what I have been watching? I've been watching this TV show, because I never really watch TV, so I don't have time. I've been watching this TV show called Why Do Women Kill? And it's not like Snap, though. It's like a storyline. And I just finished the last episode today. It comes out every Thursday morning, but it's done now, so you can like binge watch it, but it's so good.
Is it like real life true crime, like why these women have done these things?
Oh no, it's a scripted show.
Oh.
But it's not about like, it's not like Snapped or it's a TV show. It's like sort of kind of like maybe American Horror Stories, something like that.
Which is so good.
Oh, so I love good. It.
Ryan Murphy is a genius.
It's so good.
Do you want to, do you have any interest in doing any acting?
Yeah. You know, I was like, man, I was like, I probably use so much film. I'm like, what am I supposed to say again? I'm like, China, you supposed to say, okay, got it. All right, roll the cameras.
I think acting would be so hard. Like all those lines, like I don't understand how people memorize lines, but then again, you're singing and like, that seems just as hard to me to remember words.
Yeah, but that's like 2 minutes. We talk about like an hour. These are like months. But I guess they break it up into like sections. But if you get into that character, it'd be cool. But if I was to go on to acting, I think the best role for me would be to kind of like play myself. Like, for example, like, you know how Snoop Dogg has like, when he does his movies, it's like it's Snoop Dogg, but he has a role, but it's still Snoop Dogg. Or like it's like they're actors. I mean, they're musicians, but they're actors, but they're still like in that category of like themselves, you know?
What about if they were going to make a movie based on your life? I mean, you've had an interesting life and done a lot of things up to this point, but you can't play yourself. Who would be at the top of your list to play you?
To play,
or like a younger version, or like just any, you know, your age or younger.
I'm trying to think. I don't know.
There's so many good actresses, right?
I gotta think about that. I'm not sure.
What do you think is, you know, because everyone thinks they know you, like you said, some people know you from dancing, some people know you from reality TV. What do you think is like the biggest misconception about you? Like when people hear the name Black China, like, what do you think they get all wrong?
That I'm like a gold digger. What's some perceptions? Look, I'm a gold digger. What else? I don't work hard. What? I don't do anything. Yeah, no, those are like the only things. But like, honestly, like everything that I have, like I work super hard for, like I don't have, you know, like neither one of my children's fathers on child support. You know what I mean? Like I get out and I like grind every day, and that's really it. Or that I maybe like that I'm mean. But I'm not even mean though. There's people be messing with me. I'm just kidding.
I think if they mess with you, that's okay.
I feel like that's anybody. I'm not going to be nice to somebody if they're being rude. I'm like, yeet. But when people meet me, they're like, oh, you're nothing like what I thought. And I'd be like, But it's kind of cool though, because it's like, I'm going to let people think what they want. You know what I mean? I can't be fighting people or like on the internet looking crazy or like doing all that drama and stuff. I feel like what's going to come to the light is going to come to the light and people will get to see, you know what I mean? But other than that, yeah.
And you got to do what's best for you. And like, people are going to say that regardless. And like, they're not living your life.
Regardless. Right.
I mean, I have to ask, just because she has managed so many careers well, would you ever turn to Miss Kris Jenner for business advice?
No, I wouldn't, but you know what I mean? No, I feel like just me personally, like I'm a businesswoman and I got mine honestly, like off the floor, like from the ground up, from the mud, you know what I mean? I'm from DC and I've been through like my trials and my tribulations. And I feel like just me, I know what's best for me. You know, maybe I might even go into like managing somebody else and like maybe giving them the blueprint. But see, like, this is like the real blueprint, like from like moving from DC to going to school in Miami to being in top relationships through going through like drama and cases and this, and still being able to keep everything together, like as a woman, you know, a woman and like a woman of color, and making sure like my kids are good and businesses are ran and things like that. But I think that, you know, what works for certain people works for them. But I just know like my formula that worked for me, you know what I mean? And maybe one day I could like be able to like maybe stand up in front of like audiences and tell people like my business advice to them, you know, and everything that I know.
That is such a good answer. You're going to make me cry. But it's true. Like, you have figured it all out on your own and you have your hands in a lot of different cookie jars in like a good way. I mean, to have different businesses is not easy. So I think that's the biggest misconception about you, is that you work hard. You're an entrepreneur. Like, you are a worker. You get up and hustle, and who can take that away from you ever?
Yeah, never. Yeah, never, never. It's just in me, you know?
I love it. Is there anything else you want us to know? Thank you for entertaining all of my questions here today.
Yeah, it was so good. I'm so happy. I'm so happy with our interview. It was so good. Let's see.
Why do most interviews not go so good? I know you've had at least one that didn't go well. I think the whole world knows that one interview, but
I had to just leave. I'm like, come on. Cause my thing is like my tolerance for like disrespect is like not tolerated. Like, I don't even have to be here. I'm gonna go back to my big ass house and my fire, beautiful, healthy, smart kids and my AC. No.
You're like, well, I mean, yeah.
It was hot in there too. No. You know, I feel like with interviews, like this didn't feel like an interview. It was like, it was smooth. It's like sometimes like people don't interview like, so how's your day? My day was great. It's like questions. It's like, you might as well just give me the questions and let me talk to myself. You know what I mean?
Just like record it and send it in, right?
Yeah, like, come on. Right.
I like to get to know people. And I think a lot of interviewers too, like, come for you and it's just like, I don't know. Yeah. I think it's inappropriate personally.
Yeah.
So yes, hopefully you had a good time and you'll come back here when you have new projects that develop.
Yeah.
Where can everybody find you online on Instagram with, I think you're 16 million, I think is what it is. 13, 16 yeah. million, something insane and ridiculous, but where can we yeah. find you online?
You know what? I'm going to say house, it's called, my website is House of Black China. So it has like everything like right there. It's the House of Black China, houseofblackchina.com. So it has like my music, my YouTube, my social links, Black China Closet, Lash Cosmetics. It's all in one spot.
It's all in one spot. That's easy. Yeah. I really appreciate you taking your time, China. Don't work too hard on your music shoot. I'm glad you had a good time. I really do appreciate you chatting with me.
Yeah, no, thank you. I had a good time.
All right. Keep in touch.
All right. Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye, darling. Bye.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.